Well, basically, one of the things that just really was looking at today, 2010, almost going into 2011, a new decade, just thinking, my goodness, where did all the time go by? As an example, my chosen industry that I've been involved in started back in April of 1976. I was in the Navy and really trying to find myself. We had our family started, and I got invited to an Amway meeting, and I actually got pretty excited about it. And the thing that really hit me was they gave me a couple of cassette tapes just telling stories. And so that was my introduction. I'd never heard of the idea of positive mental attitude. You know, I've heard the thought that a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, but it really never clicked that we become what we think about. And so it was a great education, and I was with that company for a few years. And along that way, I got involved in outside sales. That was actually because my direct distributor in that company was doing that, and several of my Navy friends had gone in there and done very well, and so I thought, well, they can do it. Maybe I can too. And that was actually the source of income to pay for my mom, network marketing. But over those years, I really got excited just about the idea of personal growth, of kind of holding hold of your own steering wheel of life and directing your own course. That was pretty exciting. And we definitely had some ups and downs. Some of the big ups was actually in commercial mining. I learned so much. One of the things that that really clicked with me was at light bulb school, which is very intense. I think it lasted almost 3 days. But it's not a real technical thing compared to, as an example, I have a son-in-law that currently is in a residency to be an endodontist, and he's working, he gets up about 5:30 and he's out the door before 6, and he doesn't come home till 9 or 10 at night, and he's got 2 more years of this. And then, of course, he was doing not quite that degree just to become a dentist before that. And I think, wow, what a price to pay. So 3 days going to light bulb school is not too much. But one of the things, though, that I learned from that was Jerry Anderson, the president of the company, who had actually become a millionaire selling light bulbs. And he gave me 2 really powerful concepts. Right before we were going out the door, he came up to the new recruits. He said, there's 2 critical factors of the job assignment. And this is part of the job description. You call me every day. I need to hear from you every day. And then also, when you're out contacting people, you make a log of the people you contact, some information about them. And I need a copy of that every week. So I want to see how many people you're contacting, and then call me every day. And, you know, I called that guy for, more than every day, for a couple of years. And I became one of their top salesmen. And I know the reason was because Jerry Anderson, when he was a teenager, was out selling lights, calling on businesses. And he had it all figured out. And I discovered that if I could do the same thing that someone else did, that over a period of time I would gain same results as they did because I was doing the same thing. And also I was directing my thoughts and I was thinking the way he was because I was seeing what he was doing, and I just got into it and actually became quite good. Along that way, I
Hey Dave, can I interrupt you right there, please?
Sure.
Everybody on the call, as you're listening to this, if you're making notes, and I would recommend it, although the call is recorded, get your yellow pad out and make notes. One of the first things this call is about money. It's about you making money, and you can't. And Dave is trying to lay down for you right now the fact that he was driven to make money as a salesman in the light bulb industry. And one of the first clues he got on this is staying connected to people who know how to make money. And his boss said, you contact me and talk to me daily. And so this is one of the top tips that we need to incorporate in the end is stay connected. Stay connected. Those of you who want to make money, you keep calling your upline and keep getting them involved in your life and getting coaching from them. So, Dave, that's the point I want to make with that. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, because that's the point that I'm trying to make also, because success, it does leave clues. And success. And so basically, if you want to do something, find somebody else that's already doing it. And
okay.
What did they do? And then be really brilliant in the basics.
You don't need it.
So, anyway, first off, it was a viable thing because one of my Navy friends got out of the Navy, and 6 months later, he moved into a brand new house.
Oh, no.
And so I thought of that so much that 6 months after I got out of the Navy doing the lighting, I moved into a brand new house. So that was pretty fun that we started having more kids, needed a bigger house, and conservatively, we have moved into the biggest, cheapest picture upper house we could find. And then about that time, the company fell apart. And then I found a really neat one. Sophisticated, clinical nutrition type products. And I thought, this is my career. And so I sold my lighting business and went full time into that. And we were doing, you know, pretty good. But then what happened is after 7 years, in fact, to kind of put it all together, at that point I had about 15 years of network marketing experience, and it all just fell apart on me. And I sold the lighting business, and we really were hurting. At the time, that house, that was truly a fixer-upper. You know, the roof had gone bad before we moved in. Somebody else just re-roofed it on top of the old shingles, and they were starting to deteriorate, so we had kind of a two-tone roof with all of the shingles curled up. There was actually pieces of siding missing on the house. If you were my neighbor, you wouldn't appreciate me because I really hurt your property value. But, there were some serious things. Just an example of that. We had, in the bathroom, the shower had been leaking when we moved in. I noticed the floorboard. The subfloor was kind of really getting bad. In fact, the toilet was actually starting to tilt. So, you know, that you could be conscious when you were sitting there that something was key-wampus. There was a lot of problems with that house. And with that business falling apart, we never had any resources to do it. And we had, eventually, we had 9 kids in that house, and they continued to kind of take it down for more steps, but we could go into a lot of details on that. Not just the house, but our car was a 76 Buick Escape wagon. It didn't look too bad until we hit a big deer and pretty much took the whole front end out of that car. And thought, well, my goodness, what are we going to do? Don't have any money to fix that. But I had a friend come over, and together we managed to get a bumper jack and pull a radiator back out of the engine, and we'll get a new fan pump and, you know, fan belt and water pump and things like that. But and then I turned 40, and I'd had to go back and get a job, and that was really hard because I'd been on my own for quite a few years, and I was just getting wound up like a spring. And I thought, okay, I've got 15 years of network marketing experience, and what do I have to show for it? Nothing. But on the other hand, I try to be positive. I counted my blessings. I got a wife above me, 9 kids. But, you know, it costs a lot of money just to be poor when you got that many things going on. And the clock, if you can't see time out, I got to do something else. And so I just really started, really, searching, saying my prayers. I thought, so many companies out there, but hardly any of them ever last. And it's not fun to put your your heart and soul into something, you know, like the last one was 8 years. In fact, I've been with several, but I didn't leave them. They left me. And this is not fun at all.
Hey, come on, come on.
So I really wanted to be careful about
it.
And so I just really started hoping, searching, saying my prayers, and to make a long story short, he came cable on. And the thing that got me excited was it was already $1 billion company, but all the growth and development was outside of this country, and they had something different that no one else was doing. As an example, if you walk into any house and open up the cupboards in the kitchen, you're going to find vitamins. But if you walk in any bedroom in the United States and go into a back kind of bedroom and lift up the sheets, you're not going to find a nature-esque sleep system. That's pretty exciting. And that was the thing, even back then, that got me excited was just the products that we had. It was a whole new story to tell. And I was also $1 billion company. And then the other thing was going back to my lighting business. What I'd always done, I am not an innovator. I'm just a copy kind of person. I look for something else that's already successful and then just kind of follow them. And so the thing that really got me excited was her, this $1 billion company. And then my sponsor, he really didn't know much, but he introduced me to his sponsor. And Charles Ritchie had just blew me away. He was a really nice guy, very approachable, fun to talk to. And when I found out that he had made $20,000 in a month selling maggots from Japan, that just blew me away. I just thought, I have found it. This is my day. First, my turn. I felt vindicated. Almost 15 years, I just kind of felt like that was my wandering in the wilderness. You know, Moses, he was 40 years. He didn't even get to go in. I'm just preparing 15 years to get me ready for this. And boy, I'm ready to run. And I called Charles Ritchie, not just every day, but several times a day. And all of my people, I told them to call him. In fact, I never shared this with him. But my personal goal was to keep him so busy, he'd never have time to sponsor anybody else because he'd be too busy working with my group. I think I pretty much kept that. The thing that I really thought that was real critical was the whole thing about this business is talking to people. If you're not talking to people, you're not working. You know, same with the lighting. You know, I had to go out and call on businesses, and I was guided in what to say, you know, by a pro. And so when I got into Mekin, I thought, you know, it's really critical what to say to people. You know, your posture, your excitement. And I just knew that I knew. I was so on fire on this company that there's nothing like this. And that was later confirmed when I met the leaders. Just everything. This is real. And it's going places. And you know,
hey, Dave, let me interrupt with a thought or two here, okay? First of all, let's go back to the people that are on the call. There's nothing new under the sun. You came into this with financial problems. There's many people out there listening to this call right now that are anxious. They're worried. They may have lost their job. They're like you a few years back. And you said, I have found it. How strong do you believe in Nikan that you found it, that they finding it today is as good for them as it was?
I think it's better because we've kind of gone down on a few shakedown cruises. We're already battle tested, and we've really got things dialed in. Another thing that's kind of fun to tell people is that we've already attracted some pretty good people. Like I was sharing with you. Just yesterday when we were putting this call together about leadership, I think it's about leadership, and that's what got me started in the beginning, was you know, being able to have good people to follow, and I just thinking, you know, that the top three people alone, they've kind of paid their dues, because the three top people in India have a combined network marketing experience of over 100 years. Isn't that weird? Wow. But the other thing is just in Nikan alone, the combined experience is almost
60 years.
And what's really wild and crazy is the combined incomes of the top three people has over $100 million from media. That is just, so we got something to really build on, but what's really exciting is almost no one has heard of this. That's what's just got me totally jazzed. And so all you have to do is just check this out. Get some belief in this. One of the things I think is really critical is what John K. Lynch said years ago when he joined CKIM, where he passed away. He just said that fundamentally it's all about belief and attitude. That you need to totally believe in yourself. You need to totally believe in the network marketing industry that it is viable, that you can make money. And then just believe specifically in CKIM, believe in the product. If you have total belief and enthusiasm, which, you know, me, I'm unshakable because I know. I know that I know because I've got years and years of experience. And you've probably heard the statement that a person with opinion, someone with an opinion is, you know, that's nothing. Because we're never, if we have experience, we're never at the mercy of someone that just has an opinion about this. And so that's the thing that is so fun. And I'm always looking for ways to make it ground floor and brand new all over again. So every day, CKIM is doing things that make it effectively brand new. And that's what comes to mind with what we have. As most people, it's brand new. They never heard of CKIM. I was just on the phone with a guy, and he was asking me about something. And he's retired. He's quite a bit older than me. And he was asking what I do since I'm home all the time. He says, "Are you retired?" I says, "Oh, no. I'm never going to retire. We started visiting." And he says, "What do you do?" And I says, "Have you heard of a company called CKIM?" And he says, "No." Well, in further conversation, we found out that his wife has been wearing AgSteps for over 10 years. And she said, and he told me, he says, she would not be walking. She didn't have those matchsticks. I love it. So I've got somebody new I need to talk to. But, I don't know. In fact, let's talk a little bit about why CKIM is so relevant today. And I think one of the big things is you hit it on the head, when you first introduced this, is just that, just the reality that, corporate America doesn't work anymore. The model of just going to school and getting a job and counting on things. You know, 25 years ago, you'd go to college, and on graduation, there would be corporations, and they would be right on campus trying to recruit you. And college graduates today, you know, they throw their hat in the air and they look around, and there's nobody there that wants them. And it's just, it's really kind of creepy. Some of the very best people, well, it's become a liability to be the best because the corporation, I think they look at them and say, "Well, you're a liability because we're paying you the most. We don't need somebody that good." And so some of the very best people are very nervous, and those best people are looking for what we have. That's what's so exciting, is we have what people need and want. There's so many quality prospects that perhaps wouldn't even be looking at it a few years ago. So now that bright news that we have has created lots and lots of opportunity.
Well, let's talk about those young people and how does CKIM fit into young people? How can we get CKIM into the young, the 20-year-olds, the 30-year-olds? What products do we have that would excite them?
Well, Jerry White and I were visiting just a couple of days ago, and that's why I've asked him to be on the phone. And this is not something where you're going to think, okay, I'm going to completely change everything the way I do the CKIM business. I think you should look at this as a way. You want to have a whole arsenal of things so that when you're meeting people, that you can talk to them about what they want to talk about. The wonderful thing I love about CKIM is with the five pillars of health, with all of the things that we have going for us, we have something that everybody's looking for. But specifically for a young person looking for a business, we have just a perfect approach. And Gary, can you kind of talk about what's happened to you just the last little while? I think we're just onto something real hot here.
Gary, why introduce yourself just a little bit to the people. Again, a lot of these people are brand new, and they don't know who you are.
Very good. How am I coming across on the phone?
Excellent. Real clear.
Okay, very good. Well, my profession started out as a swim coach. Had a lot of success in that. Had a number of kids get to the U.S. Olympic trials, and then my wife suggested that I actually make a little bit of money, more than $800 a month. So I decided that she was right. She sent me down to the local hospital where I was going to be working in the rehab center there as an aquatic specialist, because they didn't ever know what that was. They had just built the pool first. Ended up going into that and then figured out that physical therapy was kind of a neat thing. I'd never seen it before. Went into that. Became the head of, eventually got into physical therapy, went through and had a tremendous fascination with the human system and how to maximize it, how all these things work. Spent a number of years working in that arena, gaining experience, and finally ended up at Shriners Hospital and was asked to put together a human performance and gait analysis laboratory. And I didn't have any idea what that was. But they sent me around the world to learn from various people. There were only about four at the time. And so they funded it, and I was amazed. And then I learned and was able to stretch my imagination, do all kinds of things, and came into research there. And then, because I had a big fancy laboratory, then the local university that was had the little allied health professional school there had asked me to be an adjunct professor, so I became a professor of biomechanics and physiology there at the university, with a special bent on some of these newer looks at how do we monitor human movement? What are the parameters that cause the body to work in the ways that it does? And then how can we modify those, come up with new ways to make things work, especially with people who had sports and activities along those lines, or really trying to maximize, but also with people who are the most compromised in the world, those who had severe neurologic damage. So it gave me a real broad perspective. And through it all, I really knew there were some things that I had not, that just were not being covered in the standard way we looked at things, with just biomechanics and just with chemistry. And I knew that there was a lot to do with the mental aspect, certainly as coaching at that level, having somebody spend 20 years preparing for a single day to qualify for an event like the Olympics, that would be the one time in their life. You'd have to be completely and totally prepared. You'd have to have your mental in exactly the right place. You would have to start 3 to 5 years before that, helping somebody to understand, how am I going to peak for 2 minutes of my life on a given day, very predictably. Once we began to start to look at that and the physiology of what happens to your body during those processes, I was very excited to look at the beyond chemistry, beyond physiology. And what I stumbled across when I came in touch with Niken was the ability to go into the next level, understanding the physics and the thought processes and the thought processes of physics and how the body was related in a massive coordination through that process. Well, with all that complexity, I came into Niken and was a lecturer in real extreme science. And I thought, gee, this thing looks like it's phenomenal, the technology and the things that it can do to the body. And I started developing a whole series of tests to see if we could simplify it. Can we take 600,000 signals into the body, or 3 billion pulses of light every second, or 150,000 chemical reactions in each cell every second? How can we possibly think about that enough to aid or help a person in their day-to-day lives? And as we boiled it down, we came down with some very, very simple tests. For example, balance tests. And many of you have seen the balance tests, or at least some kind of form of it that we came up with in the end. A range of motion or flexibility. And we just going through my laboratory, came up with a whole host of, I think we eventually ended up with about 84 of them, that would look at if the body operated under certain stresses in a certain way, and then we applied something to it, and then tested it again, we could see a response. Well, at that point, I had built my NICAN career. I was successful enough at it so I could leave the hospital and enjoy a free life with my family for about 15 years in NICAN. And it exceeded anything I had ever sort of imagined. But I was doing it in a way, and I guess I was trying to think of an analogy. Well, let's say Dave introduced me to the company NICAN, and it was as if there was this giant conveyor belt that kept going by of gold nuggets. And it didn't have anything but gold nuggets. So you just reach down there and pick up as many as you could take home. And they said, you can use your hands, you can use the shovels, you can use whatever you want, you can pick up these gold nuggets. Well, I had been taught and oriented in my life that I could use chopsticks. So I'm sitting down there picking up, we had a good group that grew about a couple thousand people in our organization, that sort of thing. But as I looked around, it appeared to me that there were other people who were picking up people by the shovelful. They were building organizations that were so much larger than mine. But I was meticulously, I had a magnifying glass and a set of chopsticks to pick up these things as they went by. I had closed off my idea of abundance because we'd made it so incredibly complex. I sponsored people that were very charismatic, or they had huge resumes, or they were physicians of some kind, or they were on the lecture circuit. I'd sponsor those people, but I would not allow them the freedom to just bust loose and go. Somehow we thought we had to know everything about every detail. And then I'd got to take it back to some of these simple tests that we would do. Where we would say to someone, I want you to bend forward. And if you feel some restriction in your back, or you feel some restriction in your hamstring, stop right there. We'll measure your fingertips to the floor. So you got to bend it forward. And once we measure the fingertips to the floor, then we would apply a NICAN technology and then try it again. And to my amazement, we had dramatic changes. I once had an orthopedic surgeon 2 inches from the floor. He was so sore in his back and his feet were hurt and stuff. Put him on the mag steps and put a back flex in his back, or ran up the mag boys at that time. And in about 6 seconds, he gained 17 inches. That was the beginning of something huge. So we can actually show people this stuff works right now. Let's fast forward to the present. And NICAN, I had this bias. David always told me to follow the leaders who had already gone there, and they were all shoveling people in. And I was there with my chopsticks and my magnifying glass and teaching other people to do the same thing. And I just could turn the key to the abundance. It took me so long to get each piece processed. And NICAN came out with a brand new technology, or an improvement on that technology, when we got the power band and the necklace. And what I began to notice was that I got a call that there were a couple of companies that were using many of the tests that we were using in NICAN to show people's physiologic responses. Now, that wasn't a surprise to me. As we deal with these energy-related technologies, there will be many companies that will come out in the next few years. We just had a 25-year, 35-year head start on them, and we've got so much more power than they do. And so I went on the internet, and I was watching a couple of people, and one was an occupational therapist, and another one was a model, and they were enjoying the process of feeling what happens when you can orient the human system. And it's not a surprise that some other technologies can do that. But the technologies were based on one of the three parts of our tri-phase bracelet system that had come out, only one. And they were just astounded. I put this on the internet, and then they had a great marketer that was leading it all. And they took a company that was $49 to join as a network marketing company. They had one single product. It was a rubber bracelet. And they would do their tests on this rubber bracelet, and the price point of the rubber bracelet was $100. And they had done, since June of this year, 4 million sales of that bracelet. I was dumbfounded, because what Nikan had just come up with was three times the technology with the synergy that goes along with that, and far more attractive. Well, I say the attractive part is usually if I was supposed to be picking out fashion, the store would go broke. I don't generally get it. My kids, we come home, my son's a swimmer, he's in high school. He came home and he said, "Dad, what is that?" Blame his necklace around it. Told him and showed him a couple things, and he goes, "That was nuts." He said, "Everybody is talking about this titanium bracelet. And it's the biggest deal, and they want to buy one. It's $65. And they're running around trying to find it at the store. It's the hottest thing for kids right now." I said, "Well, does it have any function to it?" "Well, I think they think the titanium is going to make them strong." Jerry Latham called me up, and he said his son went to grade school wearing one of these Nikan bracelets, and the kids didn't even really know much of the function. They said, "We have got to get one of those." He said he put one on a 35-year-old guy, and that guy came back and said, I don't know what this is probably going to do for me, but it makes me look like a surfer, so this is cool. I want one." I go, "Wow, that's amazing that people are buying these." And then here's the kind of exciting part. The technological advances that Nikan has built into this, like so many times before, is just beyond our imagination how functional it's going to be. I'll share that with you in a second. So then I decided, well, okay, I'm going to go to the lodge. We picked up on these necklace bracelets. And the beauty of them was that they were, price point was just immensely less than anything I had dealt with when I was in Nikan before. And so I would run across people, and like I was telling Dave the other day, in my Nikan career, there were so many where I would walk up to them and I'd say, "Hi, I'm Jerry White," and they go, "I don't have any money, and I don't know how to do sales." I could have been talking about anything, but it just seemed like that's what was popping out of people, so I must have been carrying that chip on my shoulder. So what I did was, I thought, okay, first off, let's give this stuff a test. And it turns out that they were only $35, or $38 was the retail price point for the bracelet. Remember that other company was $100? And the only product they had was a bracelet. Well, we could do at least that. And we had been searching for a long time for an entry point that was fast. So I thought, let's just try a little bit of an experiment. Went to Yakima, which is south of where we live. They were going to do their Nikan product launch about 4 days after the one we did up here in Spokane. Was there with my old college roommates, who's one of my silvers on his way to gold. And we went out, and the first place we went was to pick up a couple more necklaces and bracelets. I hadn't gotten my shipment yet. And when we got there, the host of the launch gave them to us. She was working at a warehouse where she worked. And she said, "Could you come back and show these guys I work with some of what this will do?" And there's three warehouse working guys that have been hearing about Nikan for 8-10 years, and they never got it. So I just simply did three. First I said, "This is brand new technology, and it's so kind of hip that the kids and people in general just say, these things look great, they're kind of what's on the market, they're what's really hot right now, but let me show you something else." So I did three of the quick demos and said, "We're working with a company that is establishing this concept, and it is the beginning of something that has changed our lives dramatically." What they Ben said.
Well, wait, I know you won't lose this thought, but go ahead and say what the quick demos were.
All right, the first demo I chose to do was just simply the finger grip demo, one that everybody knows and very simple. We need to teach them just to pull the fingers apart easily and see how much force it takes, and then snap the brake blow and try that. The reason why I like to have that in the arsenal is that the you can do it while you're sitting in some place that's fairly unobtrusive and so forth. And the second one then is the balance one that we developed. And in that balance, I like to have the arms locked and forward, one on top of the other, at shoulder height. And for many, they like to push down on the hand. Well, it's just in some of the laboratory work I was doing, that can increase by 150 times the force on the disc in your low back. And it needs to be done very subtly. I prefer to push up on the hand and lock it out. It's much safer, and you'll get a more dramatic and measurable response in that as you push up, we have to notice what happens as you lock your arms out. Here goes. And 90% of their toes will flying up in the air. And their abdominals, if they watch your abdominal and see if you feel the tension. It didn't really change, they fall over. And if we could just snap one of these bracelets on, you could do that test most with the insole. And with the necklace on, and do the test again, they were off solid. And to, now, this is really, because my daughter, she was amazed by this, she's 21. But she said, how does this pertain to my daily life? How does this make a difference? So I'm beginning to learn to say, we're going to take a look at things that can enhance your strength, your power, the extra energy you have left over at the end of the day, your movement and flexibility, how your body is relaxed and able to control every movement that it makes, for reducing things like stress, headaches, and all those sorts of things. So we give a hint for why that's pertinent. So we do that test. And then the third test I like to do, which is really sort of a mind blower for people, is the one where they just bend forward. If they have some restriction in the movement towards bending forward, just snapping those bracelets or necklaces on, you'll be able to measure how far it is from their fingertips to the floor. Now that's it, those three tests. They were astounded. And what's going on with this? Because here's the big deal. We have got to get this into the marketplace. I've seen a company that took something that was far less than this at three times the cost, and they've done millions so far in just months. But what we're going to be doing is, this isn't just the end of it. Here's how we make money. So this part was really, really phenomenal to me, because I get so many people in my organization that get biased, and I kind of get the same thing sometimes when I start talking to someone, because the prospect begins to feel like you're trying to get me to shake loose some of my money. And when we get into that, especially today with people all worried about their finances and all that sort of stuff, we're on the wrong track. We're kind of disallowing them the options, the opportunity to be able to pick up the one thing that could really make a difference and make them financially stable. So what I was able to do with this, and I've never seen this before, I said, if you sell one of these things, if it's a little bracelet, that's $38, or the necklace, which is even more surprising to me, is it's only $44, you make $8. If you bought six of them and you were carrying them around with you, that pack costs a little bit less, and you'd make $11. That's all I said. Well, no, then I say, if you get other people to do the same, you'll get a kickback off of that. And if they get other people getting kicked back off of that, that was my explanation of the compensation plan. Then I said, now I want you to take a look at something, because this is just the beginning, the opening door. I want you to look at this CD. Now pull out the Is This For You 2015 CD. And Dave had put this together originally as Beautiful Compensation. And it's got a list. It's got about 15 people, and it tells
their story. Can't get the heading of their story. It's got autism on there, and it's got back problems, and it's got things with severe physical disorders and headaches and burns. And if you read down through that list and you get started in this business, you will be able to introduce people as simply as I just did, but you'll be learning about things and able to affect things in these market areas. And this is what I'm reading. Then it says, here's an application. It only costs $35 to get yourself a whole boatload of tax advantages, to be able to start a business, get a couple of the simple tools like I'm doing, and go for it. And so those three guys went, this is nuts. Went to the next one, to Russell, and said, let's see how many of these we can do in a couple of hours. We saw 10 people in 4 hours. And out of those 10 people, we reignited one that was already in the Kansas. Can I have one of those? I'm going to go show somebody. We got two other people to join, and we got three others that wanted to buy something. I thought, man, this is nuts. So I had one guy that was just recently signed up in my organization. He's 35. He's the incoming president for the Spokane Home Builders Association. And right now, the home builders, he just showed me an email the other day. He said, this scares me so badly because we do custom homes. And he said, some of the predictions are the custom home industry will not bounce back for two generations. And it's on its way down because there's too much product and too many people that are going bankrupt. And so he was pretty fearful. He'd been very, very successful. And so he could not figure out a way, because he was so stuck in his mindset about having to come up with money to start something, he couldn't figure out a way to get going. And I showed him this technique. He said, well, let me borrow that thing, that bracelet. And he went out into the ether. And I got 3.5 hours later, I get a text back from him. It said, Alex and I want to buy 18 of those now. I just sold 5 and signed up 2. I thought, holy smoke. We are now at a point where we can get people in, see the picture, get them signed up, and then we can follow up with this amazing QSB more training, with the idea of a wellness home, the whole idea of life and the development of all the different things that we do as follow-up to an instant quick response. So we've done it a number of times here recently. It's new enough that I've got to do all my follow-up and teach people to do that. We're using simple things that are already existing in NECAN, a simple 8 points to the huge company going real well. Here's a CD, listen to that. And the final little phase was, here's the application, here's the CD. I can sign you up right now, or if you like, I'll come by tomorrow, pick up your application, we'll get this thing rolling. And that was it.
That is great. That is simple. That is simple, duplicatable. So basically, you introduce the power band. They say, how in the world did that work? You basically say, you know, I don't know. It has something to do with the energy, but I know this. The company that sells this is one of the richest companies in the world, and you won't believe what they're paying people. You know that NECAN has developed 120 millionaires on minimum, and that means one millionaire every other month since they launched in North America. One millionaire every other month. There is so much fortune to be gained here, but it has to be on a simple basis. I think we hit on something that's standing out. If you wear the bracelet, it physically is standing out where people see it and could actually comment before you even comment. And the necklace is the same. Dave, still with us?
You're a little far from the mic. Oh, okay. There, that's that just brought my mind back to 1975 when Japan first started in Japan with the mega steps. Just something to demonstrate, something that just has a lot of snap. In fact, just a couple of days ago, I had a brand new prospect come to my home, and it was actually on another issue, but of course I have to talk about Nikan, and I did a balance test for the mag steps because he had never heard of Nikan or seen the mag steps. So effectively, that's ground floor. In fact, Jim Dragon, if I could ask you to tell your mag step story when you first got into Nikan, because that's powerful too.
Well, simply what I did was I went to the medical center, which I used to work full-time at as pharmaceutical rep, and I'd see people, and they would say to me, "How are you, Jim?" And I didn't want to waste that opportunity to talk to somebody, so I'd say, "Actually, I'm excited. Have you seen this yet?" And I'd kick off my shoes and point at those insoles in my shoes. I'd say, "Have you seen these insoles yet?" And they're like, "No, what are you talking about?" And I'd pull them out, put them on the ground, and I'd say, "Here, stand on this. I can make you strong circulation in 10 seconds. You will not believe this." And they stood on them, and I'd do a strength test, in this case, pushing down, like Jerry was saying, he pushes up. And they're like, "Wow, how did that work?" And I'd say, "I have no idea. But I noticed the company that sells this is one of the richest companies in the world, and they're making millionaires in every country they're going into, and I need help. Would you like to help me with this? We can make a fortune together." And I said, "I'm having a meeting Thursday night at my home at 8 o'clock. How about coming over and let's talk business, see the other products?" And so that was the way that I would talk to people early. I'd rely on a dynamic demonstration of the products, but then I would move it into money real quick. I'd give them an opportunity of making money real quick.
Well, there's one thing I'd like to just bring up at this point, and that is we will always be bringing people in with the same concept of wellness home and bigger picture and all that sort of stuff, if that's exactly what they tell us they want to hear in our opening salvo. We will do everything the way that's worked incredibly well, but there are many people who don't have the skills and abilities right out of the chute to be able to help people see the need for a larger purchase. And on this case, if we could get somebody to see that they could get someone in and sponsor someone else and get someone else, and they do that within a couple of days, then they sit around and say, "Whatever else there is to learn, I am all ears and I'm totally focused. I know this thing can work now because it's really put a few coins in my pocket, it's spent real quick. I'm going to go to the events and I'll listen with all the intensity I can muster." And if they look at that and they say, "Well, I want to climb up through the ranks, I need to get myself a pack," it's a whole lot easier for the system to introduce those concepts than a brand new person who just is going to struggle with the larger dollar numbers in a society where people are really worried about it.
Well, that's what I love about this bracelet. It's got a lot of pop. If you just look at it, it's cool. And especially with the youth. Perfect entry. It's just an ideal approach that you can learn really quick. In fact, you don't really have to learn it today. Look at this. It's absolutely amazing. When the launch came out, I looked at everything and I thought, "Oh, people like that. That's great. Everybody's going to want one." But as far as just a business opportunity, that the bracelet it's got.
Yeah. Now, for everybody that if you don't know it, the order number on the bracelets is 19071, and you get six of them when you buy the Kinko Power Band wrist bracelet. It's black and yellow. This is the large size that I'm quoting you. The cost on that, the actual wholesale cost on that is $162, and the retail totally on that, you know, those are supposed to sell for $38 a piece. And so like Jerry said, that's going to net you $11. Well, I don't know how many times it takes $11 to be thrown in your lap to get your attention. But actually, with the recruiting process here, this whole thing got to amount to a lot. As soon as a person comes to your home and says, "What else do you guys have besides this?" It opens up the whole wellness home, and it's just a great door opener. It certainly would work on its own, but it's so exciting to me to have something that a 20-year-old could do, a college student could do, you know, like anybody that's been downsized that doesn't have very much to get started in the business could do. So it's a wonderful return back to the MaxStep days. And so it's these kind of ideas that we're looking for on these business calls where, folks, I'm going to challenge you to buy those six bracelets and maybe...
But I think, Jim, here's the point. Now it's follow up and forge forward. Bring people in, give them credit for being the most amazing person at demoing something, get somebody else, they talk to someone else, and then think three and four and five generations down the road instead of just, okay, I did a demo and somebody bought something. We've got to start thinking through the process and then come on, bring your story, let's get excited, and the more they're around positive, uplifting people, you get the magic of what happens almost at the end of it is immediately when you get into NECAT, your whole perspective shifts. Before NECAT, you're skeptical, I don't want to buy into something. Then once you get into NECAT, you can kind of get yourself all ball and stuff because you want more and more and more details. Okay, friend brings it up, I'm going to back it up with all these details. What we have to do is teach ourselves and limit ourselves and say, if we're going to be out bringing other people in and enjoying that process, let's reward them for bringing other people in and enjoying the process. They'll get their $11 or the $8 when they sell something, but they'll also get this group is going to bang the garbage can lids and we're going to go nuts. And then give people credit, put the pictures on the wall, and do those sorts of things, and that is the next step in this process that will explode it off the map.
Excellent point. And for anybody who's thinking, okay, I'm starting afresh, what is my goal? I would challenge everybody, sponsor four brand new people with this starting concept and challenge yourself to make sure that they sponsor four. Four sponsoring four will give you 20 fresh new people in your group. And with 20 fresh new people in your group, most people go silver. And or if you're an old silver and you want to just be a fresh new silver again, there is your pattern right there. Go ahead and buy your six power band bracelets, get started, sponsor your first four, stay with them, encourage them to sponsor their first four. It's 20 brand new people quick.
And then you can see that bringing them through a wellness home walkthrough a week or two into it, then they're just going to go nuts because they see that this has way more and that their vision glows, but the key is we've always got stuck on before was they would go to that new level and now they could no longer just talk about the entry point and they would sell the person in 30 seconds and then they would unsell them for 2.5 hours. And now we can go back to this simple thing and say, the entry point can be as simple as this. Most often use the entry point for people who really need just a little to get this kind of kicked over. Later, they're going to see the bigger picture. I don't think we're going to see a reduction in the purchases and the desire to be in a wellness home. I think we're going to see a lot of increase.
You know, I have an idea on the application that you're carrying around with you, Jerry. It's a great idea to have applications like right on the spot and say, hey, this is no big deal. Let's get you started. Okay, let's get you registered. And then on the back, what you could do is basically just have a circle that's you, and then there's four people under you, and then four under them, and explain that kind of pattern will yield you approximately $2,000 a month.
You, and because they can take that same paper and go do it with somebody else in 10 minutes.
Right, right, right. And before you know it, we'll be popping silvers and then popping golds and back to a rapid growth that we're all used to. Yep. Simplicity sells, and it's much more profitable. Well, that's exciting. Now let me see if I can help on this call here and open this call up if we can. Let's see here. We're really bumping time, and I hate that, but I'm going to conversation mode.
Hey.
Everybody is now live. Coming live, and if you have a depression or an excitement? I'm going to Q&A mode. Q&A mode means this. If you're there on the line and you have a question, you push *6 to ask your question. So push *6 and ask your question. Speak up.
Hello. Yes. Okay. I'm a small person, 5'1" something. I have a problem of doing demonstration with people bigger than I. Because of from the baseline, I cannot overcome their strength. And then then it doesn't make any sense, because if I cannot overcome them, then how can I overcome when they have a magnet and then it doesn't say anything?
Well, very good. There's a couple of things you can do with that. So one of the tests you can take your necklace and turn their head from side to side and see if they feel any stiffness or any restriction in motion. And you can point out, you say, well, you're lacking about 20 degrees of movement on that side. And then lay the necklace over the top and say, try that again. Most people who have some restriction will increase dramatically at that point, and that will be a big deal, and they did it themselves. The one where they're leaning forward, that one they can do by themselves. And another one you can do is to pull their arms behind their back. So it doesn't take any strength to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you see a change. The other part to that is if you have a little bit of sort of adventurous spirit, you have an advantage over other people, because if you're going to be demonstrating this to someone and you call someone else over who's never seen it before and you have them demonstrate it on each other, both of them get the benefit. You're going to go twice as fast.
Sometimes I put myself in the position as a subject. I don't have a magnet to start with. But when I add it on, then they cannot overcome me.
That's very good. And then the other thing that I want to point out is that all of the technologies we work with, magnetics, negative ions, the air, water, the infrared, all will elicit most of these neurologic responses. So just be creative. You don't just have to have magnets. In fact, if you've got somebody who's got a magnet, wrist brace or something that's associated with it, then you can say, well, gee, you're really starting to get this. Let's compare. And it's kind of a great thing. It's a good point. You know, you let yourself be the tested, or their friend, or somebody else extra. Go ahead, Jim.
Your point is that if you're a weak lady and you don't want to do any kind of grip strength test or other tests, that the tests that are the person comparing their body against their body before and after the range of motion with the neck, or even the twisting and pointing at the wall. You should have some tests. Do you have to bring their hands together and point like a gun and then turn? Is that how you do it?
I just have them look down one arm with their finger out.
And then turn.
But realize that as you describe these tests, I like to say to people, some of these tests may be pertinent to you because you have muscle tension or you have a coordination difficulty. But if you're a really flexible person, then this test is not one that will be particularly powerful for you. Or if you're that person has really, really tight ligaments, it may not change a lot, because we're going to be testing your body's responses from a muscular standpoint and a movement standpoint, and so it might not be the best test for that particular person. What I see a lot of people doing is going out trying to do some of these tests on people who are, they're just not going to have any success with it because it doesn't work. In that regard, then we can do balance tests. And balance tests, there are ways to learn how to do balance tests that don't take really much of any force at all. It's balance, not strength, that you're measuring. And David and I have been talking about having me put something on YouTube that will demonstrate these kinds of tests. So that you as NECAD people can go and look at these and watch how it's done, and then either do them yourselves or have your prospects go take a look.
And those tests will be on YouTube by next Saturday, folks. Next Saturday, it will be, the video will be done, it will be uploaded to YouTube by next Saturday. We'll announce that web link.
Okay.
We'll announce that link as soon as Jerry finishes the videoing and uploads it to YouTube. We'll announce it. It'll be done by next week.
The same way you heard about this call, you'll hear about that.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll broadcast the emails out to the Cable Johnson. We'll broadcast the email out on that link, and we'll have a PowerBand YouTube demonstration website. Compliments of Jerry White.
Yes, I often very, very much admire Jerry White. How could he do that? How could he do that thing so many times? How could he do that? Yes, I cannot. So,
very good. We are out of time, folks. Thank you all for the hundreds of you that's on this call. Now, this call is repeating. It's going to repeat Saturdays, except for holidays, of course. We won't have it, but we'll be on next Saturday at 11 o'clock Eastern Time. That's 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And again, this call is about money. It's about the duplication process. It's about the business energy growing in NECAD. And for all of you on the call, if you apply the thoughts that you heard on this call, staying connected to people, having simple duplicatable demonstrations, buying some power bands in advance and having some to demonstrate to sell right on per point, having applications ready, having a little script on the back of the application showing 4 plus times 4 is 20 people, $2,000 a month. That kind of concept will just duplicate really quickly. Dave, thank you. Jerry, thank you. This was a dynamic call. Appreciate you guys so much.
And I hope everybody is wearing a black and yellow one on their wrist. You're always prepared if you got one on. So, good conversation starter.
Okay. Hello, could I ask a question about the new light?
Okay.
You can go ahead and ask the question. We may have an answer for you. The call's officially over for the rest of you who don't want to hang on, but go ahead.
One quick question. I was on a call earlier where I learned the importance of the light, but I wasn't sure if you were supposed to look at the light or have it down and just work under the light.
I understand there's a concept called light bathing where you close your eyes and you put the light about 6 inches away from your eyes and it's shining and bathing into your face, but not directly into your eyes. It's a very wholesome experience with that light, and that's what I recommend to people, but not to look directly into the light to avoid any eye damage from looking straight into it.
Or you just that arm articulate and you can point it up towards the ceiling or something like that. Indirect lighting is the healthiest for your eyes.
Okay, can I just ask you to call? You said it's recorded. And again,
yes, it's recorded.
Where will that be available?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to have this call link put on my website. My website is jimsdragon.com.
Thank you. This was phenomenal.
Yes, it was phenomenal. It's exciting. And you know what? It's been a long time for a lot of people that they've been excited. And that's what you need in this business is pure, simple excitement. It's infectious. It's infectious. And so let's shoot for some great testimonies for the next week's call.
Yes.
And,
yes. This is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
I just want to tell you real quick, we can validate what you're talking about. We have a brand new Frontline Silver as of 4 or 5 days ago. And she stole 40 of the necklaces and bracelets sight unseen before they even came in. And now she's gone right and left because she doesn't know any better.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's really horrible.
There you go. Wow. Interest getter. It's an interest getter. And you're right. It's inexpensive. It's so exciting to me. And I have.
do a test. Jack, let's you and I do a three-way call with that lady, okay? I might want to just pull her in on next week's call.
Also, her six-year-old daughter has a tremendous, tremendous response with autism.
Oh, good. Can't wait.
She's a nurse. Her name is Melanie Yore, so we'll see if we can set that up.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Thank you for that contribution, Jack.
You're welcome.
My folks. What's that?
I said this just might work.
This is so exciting. Honest, infectious enthusiasm will sell every single day. Honest, infectious enthusiasm. I appreciate all of you so much, all you leaders and everybody else that's on the call who are leaders that are just about to make a lot of money. Appreciate you guys a lot. We'll be on the call again next week, and thank you all. Bye.